everybody, and welcome to today's very special baseless speculation. A baseless reaction. No, a based reaction.
We should do a baseless reaction. Haven't seen the movie? Is it about this?
I don't know.
We just go through the reviews and be like, huh, they're saying this.
They like this.
What do I think happens in the movie? This critic said this, and I think that guy, I've looked at a picture of him, and he looks like a fucking loser. So I disagree with what he said.
I think he's wrong. I believe the opposite. I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, for this very special based reaction, let's look at the very special first Marvel film of the year.
That's true.
Phase, and also the first movie of Phase 5.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And also the third movie in the Ant-Man series, but the second movie in the Ant-Man and the Wasp series.
So, boys, what did we think of the Ant-Man and the Wasp in the Quantumania?
Hey, before we get into today's based reaction, if you've never listened to a based reaction before, look, we go full spoilers from the start. So if you haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, great name, no one disagrees. Don't listen yet. And if you do listen and we spoil the movie,
don't talk to me about it.
Yeah.
It's on you.
That is your, this, I could not have made this more clear. And with that in mind, full spoilers. Please enjoy this episode where we love movies. I guess it's probably worth noting. Obviously, this episode's off to a bit of a manic start. In the last close to 3 days, I've slept for 7 hours, and 2 days ago, I was in a different country.
Damn awesome. Right.
So
I've just come back from a Bucks party.
Oh yeah,
I had a quiet week.
Yeah, this is this. So that's why this is slightly later.
Oh no,
than
I was at a festival and was in the sun for the whole day.
Yeah, sun touch coming down, jet lags. Okay,
that's a perfect storm. Yeah, baby.
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so yeah, in those 2.5 days where I've only slept 7 hours, I also managed to sneak in a quick viewing of Ant-Man.
I love the ant. Yeah.
My expectations, I guess it's probably worth noting before we get into how we felt about the film. In the fucking dirt, below in the shit.
Yeah, my expectations were so low.
My expectations was kind of like when you go into, and I know this won't be a universal experience, but it's kind of like walking into a bathroom that has a urinal and someone's taking a shit in the urinal. That's pretty much what
What are your expectations in that situation?
Well, I expected to feel the same. I expected to feel the same way as that sensation.
Oh, okay,
that's wrong.
I might use a stall.
Yeah, but the thing with the stall, that's where the shit's meant to go.
Well, that's not. That's where it's not.
Yeah, but like
the stall's the safest.
Then you go to the stall. It's covered in piss.
Someone got very confused.
Shitting in the urinals whilst trying to piss over the stall wall.
That's now become my greatest fear, that I'll step into a toilet and my brain will short circuit and I'll forget where I'm meant to piss and where I'm meant to shit.
See, my greatest fear now is having a shit in a stall and over I look up and there's a lovely arc landing in my lap.
I'm shitting in the urinal, I'm pissing in the stall!
Dude, dude, you've got some reach, but I'm impressed but also annoyed.
I mean, yeah, impressed by the arc, that's great, but I am now covered in piss. So that's less good. My expectations also low. I've not really liked a Marvel movie for a long time.
Yeah, what was the last one you liked? I love playing this game with you. Hey, Jackson.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess this is like, and hey, we're doing a little bit of cross promotion. We're this podcast part of Wood Elf Media, but on Sans Pants Radio, I almost said Sans Pants Media, not the name of the company. On Sans Pants Radio, Jackson and I host a video game podcast called Thumb Cramps. So if you like this and you haven't heard Thumb Cramps, it's the same deranged energy, but directed at video games. Anyway, and you will enjoy this, Joel Zammit. In an episode, it was either last week, the week before, maybe the week before that, an email had been sent in asking us about boss fights, and I hit Jackson up with, do you remember the last time you fought a boss and you knew why you were fighting them? And he really struggled.
I didn't know. I don't know.
Like,
I still don't know.
Not even a final boss, just like the last time you fought a video game boss where you knew the motivations.
I fought recently the hardest boss. People say there's one of the hardest bosses of Dark Souls 2. And I don't know why I was down there. I was in a hole.
Jackson then eventually was able to pull out, oh, I fought Bowser in Super Mario Odyssey because he was trying to marry Peach.
He's trying to steal
my
wife.
No, that's right. You couldn't even quite get, you're like, oh, because he kidnapped Peach. I was like, not quite.
I was close.
Yeah.
And then he tried to double down and be like, oh, I fought the rabbits because they were in the way. I was like, that's not the motivation. You're not He sees bosses as obstacles, and that's it.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Depending on the game, I'm also like, oh, when was the last time I fought a boss? Oh no, my phone. In my older age, I've become more like Jack.
Anyway, so yeah, we're playing that game again. What was the last Marvel movie you liked? I would say.
Does it have to be a movie? Or Marvel property?
You know what? I will say movie just for the moment, but then we'll open up to property. Yeah, yeah. And I will say the caveat needs to be you would give it, obviously every movie's 5 stars and a like.
While they're making
a movie.
It's impressive when anyone does it.
It would have to be on an enjoyment scale, a 3.5 out of 5 or higher. Because a 3 is just like, yeah, I watched the movie. Or the 3 could be like, oh, I watched the movie, there were some good parts.
Mm.
But it has to be a 3.5 or
higher. Yeah. Mm. We'll work our way backwards.
It's not going to be nothing from Phase 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We won't reveal our feelings of Phase 5 yet.
Probably Endgame.
Endgame. Okay, that's
not... 3.5, though.
What was after Endgame?
Ant-Man and the Wasp. No, after Endgame was Spider-Man Far From Home. No Way Home, Far From Home.
Probably Homecoming.
Okay, so 27, so this...
That's Homecoming was the last... I would probably... That was a 4-star film.
Yeah, I would say Homecoming's a 4-star film.
Yeah, so that was probably... And I don't know if anything's hit really 3.5, to be
honest. I think that if people go back through previous podcasts, they might find that you took a big shit on Homecoming when it came out. Because you were like... They kept saying it's like a John Hughes movie, I've seen John Hughes movies and it's not.
But it was a pretty enjoyable movie, considering what came
afterwards. I'd give it four stars.
So probably I would say that. I would probably say Homecoming was the last Marvel movie where I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Surely, Eternals.
Oh, well, Eternals is 5 stars. Kingo's movie.
Kingo's movie.
Probably Eternals then, actually. Eternals was definitely.
Phase 4 has, and I know that this is, if you're a new listener and you're going to hear us talk a praise about Eternals, you'll be like, you're fucking idiots. But I like when my movies look like movies.
Yeah, it's nice.
I like, and I also like when I'm surprised. And boy, does Eternals look like a real movie.
Oh, it surprises.
I think... There's probably 2 movies in Phase 4 that I would be like, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
And that would be Eternals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Doctor Strange 2.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
I think Doctor Strange 2 definitely is bogged down with the Phase 4 curse of being very directionless and looking like shit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's enough, and like the storyline not really making sense in the wider universe. Yeah. But that mostly just bogs down the very start and the very end. In the middle, it's mostly...
Those are pretty good movies.
Once you clear, okay, Scarlet Witch went bad because of WandaVision,
she was
but
in
doesn't
evil
really...
Orchard or whatever.
Yeah, doesn't really line up with WandaVision, but once you clear that, and then before you get to the... Why is Charlie Theron stepping out of a hole and being like, come into the hole?
Yeah, what happened to Klee?
A lot of Marvel... Yeah, Klee, who's that?
Where'd Klee go?
Well, what about Marvel property films? Then, Jackson?
Marvel property would probably be Loki.
Loki?
Yeah. Or even Ms. Marvel. I liked Ms. Marvel.
She-Hulk I liked.
Oh, and She-Hulk. Yeah, all the Marvel TV shows have been solid 3.5.
They're knocking it out of the 3.5 park.
Dude, they are over par. Let me tell you.
Like, a lot of the... I'm looking at, like, the list of, like, when would what release? I'm like, in hindsight, like, looking back at it, like, did not enjoy it. Like, at the time, maybe, like... Okay, but then any time you have a think, it becomes worse.
Don't be having a think, dude.
Every time in the quiet moments I stop and have a think about any recent Marvel property, I'm like,
Like, you're like, okay, you like the Marvel movies, but now, like, Avatar 2.
Oh!
I know, Jackson, you won't react to this because you haven't seen it, but Top Gun Maverick.
Oh!
You'd like
Top Gun. I would like Top Gun Maverick, dude.
They fly planes fast.
I'm sold.
Everyone's a lunatic.
Yeah, but I'm there.
It looks like a da movie.
Oh, mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And
Babylon?
Oh!
Dog! Yahoo!
Babylon had me hooning up. You can't start a movie with the movie having an elephant take a shit on it and not me be on the edge of my seat being like, this is movie.
I wish my one complaint about Babylon Corner. Welcome.
Yeah.
I wish that Babylon had just been the opening party the whole time.
Yeah. My one complaint with Babylon is that I think it should have ended a bit earlier.
Yeah. I don't mind.
It should have ended in the cinema.
Yeah.
Like, you get the montage, and then you get the reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
End.
Yeah. See, and maybe a little bit more build up with the two main leads, like their relationship. It kind of just a little bit more.
I think that's what the movie's going for, though. It's like they have like the most of a friendship that the industry can have because just like constantly meeting each other at passing moments.
Yeah.
As they're both in different.
I think I just had such a good time with that opening party. I was like, I want to be here.
A guy gets pegged with a champagne.
It's awesome.
In the opening 20 minutes, before you even get titles, I think, you get an elephant taking a shit on the main character of the film, but also the camera. So you, the audience. You get that immediately cuts to a guy getting a fat naked guy getting pissed on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, great stuff.
There's a pegging part.
Hey, pegging corner. If you're getting pegged with a champagne bottle, but it's yet to have been uncorked.
Oh, no.
No, but does your asshole make a vacuum so it can't uncork?
Oh, it might. There's something there. Maybe that guy's getting the cork.
Did they have the foil was taken off, right?
I don't know. Can't remember. You don't see the top of the champagne bottle.
Yeah. I need a sort of internal view.
It's also sick because that part's when they're scouring the party to be like, oh, we need a new actress.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening? Oh, no, that's when the elephant... No, no, no. There's a lot going
on. Babylon rolled Marvel movies stinkers. Anyway, okay. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Quantumania. Yeah,
honestly shocked it's actually called Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Probably doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
Also...
Or if it is, maybe, I don't know, include... I mean, I guess it was like the Wasp did something.
Yeah,
just
that's
not,
true.
Just not Hope.
Well, Hope doesn't need to be in this movie.
No.
Michelle...
Why did Hope make the exact same, like, I guess, movements every single time when there was any kind of moment there was like, okay, she's on edge.
Yeah.
And she gets her heckles up. And it's the exact same. It's almost like a video game character about to fight.
Yes, she does too. She brings her fists up like a...
Over and over and over again. It's like, oh, that's the... It's became almost by rap. Yeah.
It could be that they don't care.
Okay. It's very possible.
Very
possible.
Or it could be, and this is a deeper, crazier one.
Yeah.
Evangeline Lilly is anti-vax, so there is a chance that they just use the same shot over and over again.
Imagine.
Wow. I didn't
notice it, so I doubt it's the second one, and they just didn't care. She doesn't care about acting good in an Ant-Man movie, because who cares? Michelle Pfeiffer and Jonathan Majors were acting. Michelle...
Sort of. Here's the person I think was acting in this movie, Jonathan Majors.
I think Michelle Pfeiffer, I think, was acting, but her character stuff made absolutely no fucking sense, because constantly it was just like... fucking talk.
Yeah. To add to your point, Jack, there, yes, thank Jonathan you. Majors definitely was acting there. I would argue that Paul Rudd was acting as Ant-Man, Scott Lang.
Yeah.
But he's been doing that the other two movies as well, and it's very close to Paul Rudd.
Yeah. If you watch the Ant-Man movies and then you watch Clueless, are you shocked he doesn't get small?
Yeah.
Or in I Love You, Man, are you shocked he doesn't get big?
Yeah.
And in any of these, are you shocked he's not trying to hook up with his stepsister?
Yes. Good point.
So I would say,
I love Josh, but I shouldn't fuck my stepbrother. Should be that iconic line.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say Paul Rudd is also doing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Scott Lang, but it's Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Scott Lang is.
There is parts of this that.
Oh, and the guy from the gives him a small coffee or a large coffee.
Oh, Greg Turkington.
No,
yeah.
Wrong.
Wait, no.
We're talking about different guys.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Joel Zammer's talking about the I think you should leave your car stinky guy.
Your car stinky. Yeah.
You're talking about Greg Turkington, who is the guy that works at Baskin and Robbins.
Yeah. Both of those also good.
Yeah.
I would say that this movie is kind of. The middle part where it feels like a Star Wars prequel, that's not a hot take.
Yeah.
It feels worse, I think, because the start and the end are better than they should be.
Yeah.
When the San Francisco stuff is good.
What I didn't like is how quickly this movie
gets you into the quantum realm.
Yeah, it felt like there was no build up. They're just like, oh, hey, I've been building a satellite. Also, I'm an Ant-Man too. Don't worry about it. Okay, we're in the quantum realm. And I'm like, I actually need more build up of what is the central problem or the central like crux of this movie. Or the emotional arc or whatever.
You cut out Michelle Pfeiffer, Janet?
Mm. Yeah, Jeanette? Mm. Jeanette Van Dyne? Janet Van Dyne?
It's Janet.
Sure. Look, every time they call MODOK like Darren, I'm like, is that Darren or is it a different name?
I think it's Darren.
Did he
it is
Darren.
I then
messaged
my good friend from Canada. His name's Darren. And I'm like, Darren? Do Americans call you Darren? Or is it Darren? Or is Darren another name? He's like,
well,
I
Darren
think they call
be
me
a
Darren.
New name. A but, new name, a different name.
But Darren, then when
Darren
I typed
Hinge.
In, yeah, but when I typed in Darren as in D-E-R-R-E-N, I got a squiggle red line.
No, because it's
how do you spell Darren?
D-E-R-R-Y-N.
That's fine.
What? Darren Hinch. Australia's very own. A man we're very proud of.
Yeah, Senator.
If you look into him for 2 seconds, you're like, this guy seems like he rocks. But then you look into him for 5 minutes, you're like, oh, no, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
His political stance was like, every pedophile should die.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's
fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bold.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
like,
right.
As in, like, just to be like, that's my platform. Yeah. But then you read more about him, like, oh, no. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Yeah, couldn't have just stayed a king.
Alas.
Kept going to jail because when he hosted a radio show, kept being like, hey, this guy's on trial for sex crimes. I'm not allowed to say their name, but I'm going to say it. but then that's also mistrial. So that's also bad.
Yeah,
can you trust the justice system? No.
Nah.
So, hey.
Hey. It's almost
little from side A, little from side B.
It's a systemic problem. Yeah. And I don't know if his name was Darren or Darren.
But I know.
The same thing with Graham. Americans say Graham or something.
They don't say Graham.
They go like, oh, look, it's my good friend Graham or whatever the fuck.
Americans are not calling Graham's Graham. It's my good friend Graham. No, it isn't.
Well, they don't say Graham.
Do they say Graham with an American accent?
Graham?
No, they say Graham.
Graham? They might say Graham.
Yeah.
What about Graham?
G-R-E-M.
Maybe Graham. Throw a second M there.
Graham. It's my friend Graham. Oh, well, they might actually.
See?
You might be right.
See?
It's my good friend Graham.
It's like Graham. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
The last we get Graham.
This is my good friend Graham. That's good.
Yeah. Graham.
Graham.
Anyway,
this has been accent.
Yeah. I feel like.
Sorry. What I was going to say was if you just have Jeanette,
mm-hmm.
jury's out.
Yeah. Damn it, Jeanette.
It's definitely Jeanette.
Yeah.
Confident. If you just have her explaining stuff to the characters rather than most of the central conflict being like.
What happened?
Jeanette,
oh
why
God.
Would you talk to us? Yeah. Don't talk to me about the quantum realm. We're in the quantum realm.
First off. It's like such a big fantasy trope bullshit of like, oh, my secret. I can't tell my secret. What was my secret? I helped a man. I didn't know they were bad.
Yeah, I accidentally.
And then when I did my best to stop them. But it wasn't good enough.
I'm so terrible.
I'm too of much of a good person.
Yeah, but so cut all of that. Yeah. Mystery stuff
also,
out.
Hey,
just say that at the start and be like, we're gonna
go fight Krang.
Yeah. Go fight Krang.
I live in Guts and I fight the turtles.
Yeah.
And then you just add another 20 minutes to the start to build up Cassie.
Absolutely.
With the quantum realm, and then like, oh my God, the quantum realm, don't do that.
Yeah.
But what in the end of Ant-Man 2, or Ant-Man Wasp 2, weren't there being like experiments in quantum realm? And didn't Old Mate spend like a bunch of years in Quantum Realm?
Okay.
Or was he just not tiny enough?
So there
he
is,
wasn't tiny enough.
There's a hand wavy moment in this movie that I'd heard criticism of the fact that this doesn't line up with the Quantum Realm in any way we've seen it in the past.
Uh-huh.
But I did notice there is a hand wavy line in this movie about it. Because you can go to the Quantum Realm and get time dilated or not get time dilated. So, Scott got time dilated. Janet didn't get time dilated, because I guess they'd already fucked it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was also, maybe you just didn't get tiny enough.
But I also think they went to, the wrong quantum.
Wrong part of Tiny Town?
It's hard to navigate Tiny Town, I guess.
There's also a hand-wavy part about that in the movie, where it's like, there's the quantum realms, many different worlds. Some of them are empty, some of them...
Don't worry about
it's
it.
It's a universe. I mean, I guess it's tiny.
Yeah. Hey, that's tiny.
You can fit a lot in it.
Yeah. Good point.
One thing that was good, because I gave it 3 out of 5.
Okay, 3 out of 5, fair enough.
That's all right.
I thought it was, but I also, again, shit in a urinal where my expectations were.
Yeah.
And instead, I got a shit in a toilet. Where
but
like,
a
that's
bit,
where it's meant
bit
to
on
be.
The seat, kind of.
Maybe a bit of piss on the seat, not a shit on the seat. So stuff I could deal with.
You can wipe that away.
Yeah.
You can wipe it away, but you're still hovering.
Well, yeah, you're still hovering.
Oh, yeah.
And you know you've wiped another person's shit, a piss.
Yeah.
You live with that, the weight of that for your shit.
Yeah.
But I thought that the movie actually was, when it tried to be funny was actually, like, didn't feel like the funniness was crammed in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it was consistent with what it was trying to be funny with. Like, it's like MODOK's a joke, and they treat him like a joke, but they treat him like a joke in a way where they're not being like, hey, movie audiences, take a look at this.
There was
bozo.
No quips, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, it was relatively Ant-Man, quipless as a movie.
Like, Scott Lang is a funny guy.
Yeah, so you just kind of, it's all right. Yeah. Mm.
Every time anyone who knew Darren was just like, it's all fucked.
And damn, like, brother.
You okay, dude?
What did they do to you, man?
Oh, my, why did they make your head fat, but your legs little?
Oh, my God, I just noticed your legs.
Oh
my God.
Dude.
I like
your
those
tiny
bits.
Hank Hill ass. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll get the ass talk. Ass talk is important.
I thought that was almost, I would say the only part of this movie I would describe as inspired was being like, how are we going to make MODOK make sense? And they're like, well, when they shrunk Yellow Jacket, he shrunk fucked.
Yeah.
Where his arms and legs shrunk more than his head.
Yeah.
So he looks like MODOK. I'm like, you know what? That's a really clever way to do MODOK in your movie. I liked every bit with MODOK except where Cassie's like, hey, don't be a dick. Because that felt like the kind of thing that is designed to be gift on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Cassie.
Cassie was horrible in this movie.
Yeah. It's not her fault. Also, it's funny because I think she's meant to be 16. The actress is 26, which again happens, but it means
That's movies.
That's movies.
That's movies.
Mm. But also means that, like, she is given, like, a lot of, like, teen dialogue. But also, I mean, no one, like, teens don't talk. Like, her fucking speech to inspire everyone made me almost leave.
Yeah, it was bad.
I was like, oh, maybe it's time for this old boy to hit the trail. I could be sleeping.
I think this movie had
The Don't Be a Dick thing sucked as well.
Yeah. I think there was a bunch of really good scenes, but none of them felt like they were from the same movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think all of the MODOK stuff was from a very funny Ant-Man comedy. I think the Ant-Man versus Kang fight at the end, where they're just beating the shit out of each other, which was the most engaged in any action I was in this movie, fucking awesome. But that's from, like, a gritty
Captain America movie.
Or, like, a dark, like, this is really the end of Ant-Man kind of movie, which is not what this was. The middle was, like, like we said, like a Star Wars prequel or whatever.
They did this with Doctor Strange 2 as well, which is they seem to be scared of a dark ending, which is weird. Because, like, I'm only saying this because Raimi came out and said, like, originally that post-credit scene of him having the eye coming out of his head, I think, was originally a post-credit. No, sorry. I don't think it was originally a post-credit scene with it. And it's just going to be like, oh, Doctor Strange has an eye in his head, and it's the evil Doctor Strange is the one that lived.
That's cool.
Yeah. But then they were like, no. But in this, it felt like it probably should have ended with
Ant-Man stuck in the quantum realm?
Either
dead?
You don't need to kill him. Stuck in the quantum realm, or at least don't open a portal within 20 seconds of like, he knows he's fine, too, because before, like, as the portal's opening, he's like, let's go home. But you're not looking at it.
Yeah.
So you knew.
That was... It just felt that fight was really cool, and then it felt very rushed at the end.
Yeah.
I like that moment where
he's Cassie fight.
Yes,
don't have him.
The moment
Hope.
Fucking Janet came through, I was like,
Janet
why?
Or Hope?
I forgot.
Sorry, Hope.
I forgot this movie completed an arc an emotional arc that wasn't happening. Where they were like, "Hey, they're together again." I was like, "What? Like, isn't this about Ant-Man and Cassie?"
The moment where where Hope comes in and Kang tries to go to the portal and gets punched or gets stopped. You're like, "What?"
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, "Okay." And then Wasp appears.
Yeah.
That should have been Cassie.
Yeah.
And Cassie doing the jump punch,
like
the thing that he tried to teach her, but then she never quite got, and then she finally get. That would have been
you give her a cheesy line that would have sucked, but it lines up with the movie being like, I'm not losing more time with you, Dad. Although the trailers lied to us in a way that was weird.
Yeah.
Because the trailers make it seem like that
Ant-Man makes a deal.
Yeah, with Kang to be like, if I do this, you give me my time with my daughter back. But he makes that deal with Janet, which is weird. Because I don't know why you needed to hide that.
No.
I guess the movie that the trailer presented us with was way more interesting.
And I was
more confusing.
Yeah, I guess the reveal that old mate Janet helped Kang, that was a big reveal.
Yeah. Which would have worked maybe
if she took the deal and that's how she got out of the quantum realm. Like, she actually did a bad
thing. And maybe if it had taken place, or even if she'd, like, the understanding that she worked with Kang, if this was, like, the third or fourth movie where we knew that Kang was, like, like, if, say, you know, it was Thanos and you'd found out, like, oh, in the past, you know, Star-Lord or whatever, helped Thanos
fix
a car.
Yeah.
Or like
his Thanos copter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, Thanos was in like something and he just was like, I didn't know who that was and I helped this person out.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, damn. Okay. I get what's bad about that.
Or even being like, oh, yeah, and I helped them find a gem.
Yeah.
This is also the first movie where if you haven't seen a TV series, hard to understand what's going on. Because if you don't know that Kang, the reason that Kang exists as many Kangs and why he's talking about time and stuff, which is explained pretty well in Loki, it's that. And if you listen to this and you haven't seen Loki, basically Kang's deal in the MCU at least is that he is the guy who invents multiverse travel. And the moment he does that,
Every Kang does.
And then all of a sudden, all the strong Kangs kill the weak Kangs. And that's why you always end up with a bad Kang, because the bad Kang's the one like,
bad
put
Kang.
A bullet in.
Crabs in a bucket, baby.
Yeah.
There's like these moments there. I'm like, this should have had a couple of, I guess, goes at the script again.
Or at least
being like, was there many rewrites, reshoots? This was filmed during COVID times,
I'm assuming so.
And I think maybe that did show a bit, especially in some of the, like, there's two actors, nothing else.
Yeah.
that was kind of showed. And I think there must have been some rewrites, or there must have been, like, just them trying to, like, move things around.
When they changed the gem to a light.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I would say
not a motherfucking gem, you animal. That's a fucking lie. I remember in the cinema, because you didn't see it, you were elsewhere. And like, we were watching it, and I already was so bored by this moment. And I remember that started, they were like, it's a satellite. And I just leaned forward in the cinema, my head in my hands. I was like, let's fucking find out. Most engaged I was the whole movie.
So you don't leave him in the quantum realm. The other fix of the ending could have had to make it, like, it seems like they were shying away from the darkness, is, like, you have Scott being like, oh, wait, maybe I fucked up.
Mm. That bit was really good.
And then don't have the post-credit scene as a post-credit scene. Have that happen there.
Absolutely.
And be like, and make it shorter, because obviously pacing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But have it shorter and be like, the Kang's being like, we need to kill Ant-Man now.
Yeah.
And go to this thing. And then you're like, oh, he did fuck up.
Because I thought I was so excited because
that part was sick. Yeah. I was like, whoa!
I was like, holy shit, Ant-Man's. And it was nice because it was like, Ant-Man's character is this goofy guy, and then all of a sudden he's having this realization
like a crisis.
It just starts spiraling. And I thought there was like people in the background looking and they were getting more afraid.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just going to cut to his perspective, what he was looking at, and something was going to happen.
Well, the thing that happened was the cake was bad.
Yeah. I was like, a portal opens and a fucking Kang comes through or whatever. Just something that was going to be like, like, oh, this is what that Kang was warning us about. Nah.
And wouldn't have this, you know, like how Iron Man 3 is one of the best Marvel movies ever made.
Yes.
We all agree.
Yes.
And what makes it so good is that you have the main character, you have Tony Stark, properly suffering, like, emotionally from the events of a film that we've all seen. He's like, I'm traumatized because I went to space and it fucked my shit right.
I was about to die. As it would all of us.
I went to space with a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
My government tried to nuke New York City.
Yeah. That's fucking me up.
Yeah. They tried to nuke New York City and I was prepared to kill myself just to stop that. Yeah.
I think if I just went, like, on, like, the ISS, it would fuck me up.
Also, aliens definitely exist. And they want to kill me. Okay.
So, if I went onto the Industrial Space Station, it wouldn't be better. It would fix me.
Wow, douche is awesome.
He
now.
Just needs to, like, yeah, go to the doctor. I'm going to prescribe you one trip.
One trip on the ISS.
It is going to be
expensive.
That makes
Medicare
sense.
Medicare will
me.
Cover it.
Oh, yes. Thank you, healthcare in Australia.
But wouldn't it have been great if we'd had that ending where he's just like, crisis, and then the next time we see Ant-Man, you get to see, like, that's who he is now. It's like, this kind of goofy personality. I don't know if it can withstand the horror of knowing what you did to save your family or whatever.
And there's, like, that point where Kang has captured Cassie and Scott, and he's threatening.
Yeah.
And it's really just so,
scary.
Like, he's scary. He's acting his heart out. At this moment, MODOK, like, starts talking, and he just, like, silences him up. And it's just like, okay, yeah, he's a big threat. I loved when he just took down the bars, basically, to the cells. Mm. And it's just like, yeah, they're not going to do anything because they can't do anything.
Yeah.
However, he was, like, trying, you know, and then Bermany's, like, threatening Cassie. He's like, okay, shit. And then Scott's like, don't fucking talk to her. And then he's like, to ramp up the stakes, he turns her sideways.
Yeah. He reorients the angle she's at. And Scott's like, no!
Yeah, because
put her on her side!
He starts breaking her fingers, or at least looks like he's going to break her fingers and then stops and then puts her sideways.
And you're like, Okay.
What? Kind of does, I mean, that's obviously silly. It's the that's fucking silly. Movie, the Marvel movie. They're clearly aiming for that pretty wide PG-13. But then also, like...
I get that they clearly had to kind of, like, make it PG-13. But then he makes a deal, and I love that moment where he's like, if you don't do this, I will kill her. Do I look like a liar? Yeah. Do I look like a liar? And I'm like, yeah, okay, fuck, that's threatening. Like, he's just, this is what he says, this is what he's going to do, and that's it. And then he goes into the sphere, he become ants, and then like Hope comes in and saves the day by giving him the thing, which I thought was also like, but weren't you trying to prevent? Anyway, it doesn't matter. And then it comes up and Kang's like, give it to me, and he's like, Scott's about to, and he's like, where's my daughter? And then Kang's like, shut up, give me the thing, keeps Cassie.
I was like, Janet, why?
And I'm like, hey, if you just given her Cassie, or given Cassie up, and then grabbed the,
just kill
and
her.
Then just been like, I'm done, and left. And like, don't even kill anyone because you're like, you are beneath
it's
me.
It's the same with Thanos. Yeah. It's the same with Thanos. It's just like, I don't give a shit.
I don't
just...
care. You're literally, you are ants to me. Yeah. Like, I don't care. Which I'm doing so much, my own thing. And then they got to all come together. Yeah. I just don't know why he just gave Scott the impetus to...
I mean, it doesn't... Kang also has a gun that removes people from existence and then just stops using it when he's fighting.
Oh, that was very funny. Yeah, yeah. I was like, fuck. And then he just blasts Ant-Man away. Gives him a classic superhero... glass. Doesn't really seem to hurt you, just knocks you away.
You're a bit like, oh. I'm winded.
He's like one-shotting a bunch of the like the
yeah,
locals.
People are stopping existing and then gone away.
It's pretty funny to think that Ant-Man gets blasted by a future blast and he's fine, and then when he gets just punched by Kang, it wrecks his helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kang punches harder than he shoots, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's just like those little inconsistencies, and I guess you're trying to make, you know, not so overpowered that it's like a one shot dead Ant-Man. I get that,
but you could do it in so many other ways that are way more intimidating. Yeah. Like you said, if he just is like, here's Cassie, I'm going because I don't care.
Yeah,
and I like that about
Enjoy
Kang.
Enjoy the quantum realm, fuckers.
Enjoy the quantum realm.
Quantum.
You just say Qualton?
Yeah.
Shut up, Grim. It's Scott.
Don't care.
But like, I think what's cool about Kang as a antagonist is that whereas Thanos was like a big purple alien monster man, Kang's just a guy.
Yeah.
And it's scary that just a guy is capable of all that. That's cool.
Yeah. And like, there's like a couple of things where I'm like, I don't understand why this is in this film. Or like, what, how did you go from A to B? And I just don't get, because I loved him being like, oh, yeah, I'm not a liar, I won't lie to you.
Yeah.
And then he does.
Yeah.
And then there's that moment where, you know, Scott's like big and just running through the city being like, wait, you went back on your word. Our word is our bond. Yeah. And you're like, what? This is silly. And so you've got that bit where I'm like, this is, from that moment on, I'm like, I don't, Kang, are you, because I'm like, okay, Kang, is his ego too big?
Yeah.
And like, that's a lovely aspect of Kang. Kang's biggest flaw is often Kang or other Kangs.
Yeah.
You know, Kang will like try and do something and trip over another Kang and then he's fucked up.
Too many Kangs.
And so I was like, is his ego that he's just keeping Cassie around and then kidnaps Janet for no real reason but to inflate his ego, but not quite.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the Council of Kangs, to be like, the exile is dead, but I regret that it wasn't me that killed him. But I'm like, but you exiled him.
Yeah, you could have.
You're the one that did that, right? So why didn't you kill him?
And wasn't
him?
That like a kind of, when he's like, I got exiled to a place beyond time and space because that was the only way to stop me.
Yeah.
But then they seem to talk about like, killing him would have done it.
Yeah.
Like,
it just seemed a bit strange to me.
The most frustrating thing, maybe not the most, but something that's fucking annoying about so much of Phase 4 and this movie, the titles. Every title has promised a movie that we haven't got. Thor Love and Thunder was like, this is going to be an 80s fuck fest. It's going to be an adventure. It's going to be fucking glam rock, the movie. And then it was just like a fucking piece of piss.
Well, do you reckon they should have advertised it like, Thor Love and Thunder, we didn't care about this movie and it shows.
MCU production. And then Multiverse of Madness. It's like, whoa, it's going to be a Multiverse of Madness.
It's going to be a cameo fuck fest.
But it's also campy. Like, that's what that title promises to me. This is going to be a campy movie, and then it's not.
No. It's a bit campy.
It's a bit campy, but I think it's struggling to be campy.
I think the Multiverse of Madness title is probably the one that fits the best in the Phase 4 ones, but because No Way Home happens before it, you're expecting it to be that kind of multiverse-y, and it's not.
I don't even think it's the I just want the camp that promises, which you're right. There is a bit of that, but I think it's struggling to survive. And then Quantumania You're going to give me a movie where the title is Quantumania.
There's no mania in this movie at all.
It's not. That's such a silly, fun title for a movie that was pretty boring.
Yeah.
But you know
I
what?
I like that. Some of the alien designs. Or
yes,
the little,
lots of designs
whatever
are cool.
They're called.
We cracked the case of why they call it Quantumania straight away, though. Because the Ant-Man is in the title.
Yes, yes, yeah, that's
they
right.
They were like, Quantumania, the new confetti to Ant-Man. Yeah.
Perfect. No further thought necessary.
Isn't the quantum realm? I would honestly not be surprised if they came up with that title before they sent him to the quantum realm.
Yeah, before they even had a script. I think you're right.
So, things I really liked about this film... And it's like, it is strange because there's like little parts that I really like. I love the design of all the little guys.
Yeah, I thought they were cool.
They were good. I like that guy who, like, you kept drinking me and I got no holes. He was.
That guy's in the other two Ant-Man movies. Ah. It's Polka Dot Man from Suicide Squad.
Oh,
David.
Really? Oh, yeah. I recognize the voice.
David, last name that I can't remember.
I loved how he ran. He was good. And then when he got a hole, that was good.
It was good when he was full of holes.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was good. I liked that
he's
buildings.
He's a hole guy.
Yeah,
just
he's
like
a hole
you,
guy.
Jackson.
It's like me.
It's like imagine you're a hole guy but cursed. With no holes.
Yeah.
Or like I tell a witch I'm a hole guy and they give me an ironic curse because of it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
I just got by not playing the same character who was in the original.
Yes, no, I think I would have remembered it.
Yeah.
Agumi.
I like that. Yeah, like I ran. I like the designs of the building, like the buildings were alive.
Yeah,
I like
cool.
that to control a ship that Michael Douglas had to fist it.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
Do you reckon Michael Douglas knew at any point what was going on?
Not at all.
Michael Douglas.
Not in the slightest.
Is so. I mean, maybe it colored my interpretation of his performance, but I did read that interview before this where he's like, they're like, do you want to do an Ant-Man 4? And he's like, if I die in it, if
they
kill me, I'll do it.
If I will.
You're like, oh, are you sick of these movies?
I thought you were going to quote, he's the best interview he's ever given where he's like, I got throat cancer. I got it from eating too much pussy.
That's awesome.
That's a real thing that Michael Douglas claimed.
Yeah.
I ate my wife out too much, made me sick.
Got throat cancer.
Yeah. So I don't know, dudes. I don't know.
It's a good brag.
What else did I like about this film? Again, Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors was good.
Some of it, and then it got silly.
Well, yeah, I
didn't like in the post-credit scene. Well, I don't know. It kind of goes two ways because it goes against what I liked about Jonathan Majors in the movie, but I did like that all of the Kangs acted kind of like you're at a zoo and something's excited all the animals.
I love the Kangs whose only function is to be a huge fan of Kang.
That's
awesome. I'm not one of the main Kangs, but go Kang!
I'm a Kang stan.
I love Kang.
Yeah, that could have been... Also, again, where were they? I don't know. It just felt like they were in a stadium.
They're in the Council of Kangs!
And I thought it also kind of wrecked what's scary about Kang.
A little bit. Too,
like, it just completely... I was like, oh, it's silly now. Like, Kang's scary when it's one Kang. Like, if the first time we'd met this group of Kangs... was them trying to kill the one Kang, and that one Kang, like, just kills them all, or he, you know, he's like, oh, I am Kang Supreme, or whatever. Scary. But we see these Kangs when the Kang we're meant to be scared of is dead.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's coming back, but like, oh, he's dead. And then these Kangs, one of them's dressed like a pharaoh.
And so
Sarah Kang's awesome.
They look silly.
Because, like, there are a bunch of, like, you know, Kang throughout time. It's like, yeah, he's like a Mortis. He's like a bunch of different
people. That's right. You were telling me that Pharaoh Kang is a real pharaoh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so there is these, like, things that, so Kang just kind of pops up in time and he's often fighting himself, but through, like, different eras. And so he's fighting either the future or past self.
Tease at that in the second post-credit scene that should not have been there.
No, not at all. And so it's just kind of like, that's cool, but you need to sort of set that up a little bit or at least have a bit of, like, explanation or, you know, give us a bit more of Kang being like, why are you here?
Yeah.
You know, and the whole kind of thing of, like, and I guess they're trying to keep everything vague because everyone's like, mystery blocks. Mm. But the whole, like, you know, I know how it ends, and they were afraid of that.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you could have had something there or the fact that, you know, when Janet... touch the mind ship and then, like, experience a little bit of ego death for a bit to have more there to sort of show because Kang is going through so many different timelines and so many different, like, ways of experiencing reality. It kind of almost fractured because there's, like, there's good Kangs, there are bad Kangs, there are evil Kangs, there are conqueror Kangs, and there are, and so would have been nice
Kang
if it was
Kang fan Kangs.
And then the Kang fan Kangs. And then it would be nice if even that we got a little bit more of Kang's history or Kang's past or motivations or whatever the fuck he's trying to do.
This is unrelated to Ant-Man, but I don't know if when did you see the trailers before the movie? Were you in the cinema before the movie started?
Yeah.
Did you get served a Creed 3 trailer?
No.
Okay, so I did, and it was the last trailer right before Ant-Man started. And Creed 3 is directed by Michael B. Jordan, stars Michael B. Jordan, and the bad boxer in that movie is Jonathan Majors.
Okay.
So I got 2.5 minutes of him acting his heart out.
Yeah.
And then copped Ant-Man and was like,
damn, dude, that sucks.
Well, I mean, he is good in Ant-Man.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Like, compared to...
Also, yeah. Creed 3 looks awesome.
Yeah.
They said the boxing Creed. Fights are based... Michael B. Jordan's like, because it's his first time directing, is like, yeah, it took a lot of inspiration in the boxing fights from anime.
All right.
I don't know what that's going to look
rock
like.
Rock and roll. All
the right. trailer, you sort of get a bit of it. It's like a bit... It's way more stylized.
Yeah, yeah. yeah
cool.
But still looks like the fights hit. Mm. Anyway, Creed 3, coming
yeah.
soon.
Yeah. Mm. Jonathan Majors is... I liked him, and I think his performance in Loki
yeah.
was fucking awesome.
Loki, like Kang in Loki, I'm like, I'm scared of
yeah.
him. Scared of him. In Ant-Man,
scared of him
I'm scared of Loki. I'm like, oh shit, yeah. he's terrifying. Yeah. He's the one that sort of knows what's going on, and now he's like...
Big monologue, but confusing, weird one where he's just
giggly and stuff.
Like, we're past that precipice, and like, it's just like, okay, he is a terrifying villain. Like, he's setting himself up, and it's great because he's like, you're not afraid of me, you're afraid of the other me's.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Like, whatever, you can kill me, I don't give a shit. Whatever. And like, that was great. And then
and
this
you get
one,
that,
yeah.
you get
I
that,
was scared of him a little bit, and then they made him silly.
Yeah.
You get that with... I think it's what he's seen, like in the flashback scene with Janet, where he's
I really liked the flashback stuff with Janet. I thought that was
he's
good.
Like whatever, like basically just being like, you saw what you saw. Your planet and timeline will be safe for me.
Yeah,
but you just gotta let me go. But like, kind of like that manic energy of like, this isn't how it was meant to go, but it's fine. Like, as in like almost like a real simmering chaotic anger.
Yeah,
like imagine if it's like your timeline is safe, and if you just let me go, and she's like. Deal.
Yeah.
And like that was the like that
so
that
much
was,
more interesting.
That is like, you know, the
and that's
story.
A secret because she's like, that's... yeah, I killed trillions, basically. My inaction.
And wouldn't that be fucking play into the theme of the movie then... way better where Cassie's like, you have to fight for the little guy.
Yeah.
You can't be selfish in all this. Which is what then it's like, oh, Janet, that's what you did. And then she makes up for it and then everyone learns a lesson.
And then Michael Douglas could have had his dream of dying because he could have killed both Janet and...
Michael Douglas finds those ants from the future and they just eat him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the ants did love you. Fuck, okay.
That, I mean, I'm glad that Kang didn't die because he got it by ants because it's like you could have done that at any point if your ants from the future got time dilated.
I also thought it was so funny that he's like...
Ants don't live forever. What? How did the movie think...
they bred.
No, they were bred. They're the
but they got time dilated, which made them smarter.
That's
the implication.
I looked away, I think, because we saw it with a good friend, Adam.
Yeah.
And Adam was like yelling time ants in
Adam
the cinema.
Loved it. Adam loved every second of this movie.
So we saw it, and he was like yelling time ants. And, and I looked over because I was like, what did he say? And I think I missed Michael Douglas's one sentence explanation.
So when they went through,
I finally got a little bit of my.
Because that's
hang
the
on.
Time dilation hand wavy.
It's
thing
like when
the
they went
time.
Left, they went right, and then they went through time.
They
and,
went through time, yeah.
And then they kind of kept breeding and
made a civilization,
somehow. Yeah. And then it's now in the now times.
They invented new science, basically.
Yeah,
ants are smart. Yeah,
yeah. So kind of ants went over here, like into a little time bubble. Evolved for a thousand
like,
years.
Yeah, it's like trillions of years.
Trillions
yeah.
of years, and they
stayed
came back
ants,
out. Is it not the same ants, right?
No. I mean, as in, they evolved for trillions of years, but didn't change their basic design.
And no, it's not the same ants, but
the
first ants that went there had to be clever enough to... Because it's...
to make technology. Anyway, I thought that scene was very funny where...
Well, that... Like, I'm sorry, just a little baseless speculation.
Yeah.
So those are the precursors to the Annihilation Wave, right?
Oh!
No.
No?
I think... You think anything's connecting?
I don't think. I think that would be cool, but I don't think Marvel's thinking about it.
Like, also, surely though, because like the Annihilation Wave and Annihilus is all very like insect based.
Yeah, I still don't think. Like, I still don't think. Marvel's
surely
that
a
clever.
Faction broke off and is going to get someone to be.
I
like,
think
the two Kang appearances we've seen don't even really line up.
fair.
I don't think Marvel's. No. I think maybe people will speculate that on the forums when the Annihilus Wave comes out.
And Kevin Feige might be scratching his little head being like, oh yeah, we can use that.
Kevin Feige might say, maybe.
Marvel... the ant colony, some of them went trillions of years, but others went like quadrillions of and they went evil.
And some of them went Annihilation Wave.
Yeah. But I thought that scene was very funny where Kang's like, I'm not scared of you. You speak to ants, to Ant-Man, and then Michael Douglas comes in. Like, it's not even like if Ant-Man then was like, well, that's good, and attacked him with the ants, that would have been a
But Michael Douglas's role in the movie is like, man, I love ants.
Yeah, I love ants. It's great that Bill Murray fucked my wife. Yeah, anyway.
It's all right, because I fucked some other lady.
But he didn't, yeah.
Gave me cancer, ate her out too much.
Yeah.
Bill Murray reveal was so fucking bad.
You didn't need to put...
Why was it a... It was the worst thing about this kind of movie, where the reveal is not... The reveal of the character is annoying, where they're like, hey, it's Bongus Man from Bongus Comics. And you're like, whoa, Bongus Man. Mm-hmm. This wasn't even that. It was like, it's Bill Murray from movies.
Yeah.
That like, would have made more sense if... Because in the plot of the film, and it requires you to know what you're watching, but also not to... Because basically, what the movie's trying to do there is it's heavily implied the character you're about to meet is Kang. Yeah. And obviously, it's not Kang.
Yeah.
Because you've heard a lot about Kang, but no one's saying the name Kang.
Mm.
So when you're like, oh, I need to speak to this man, I never thought, but you've got to keep it between us. Blah, 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 blah. Reveal of Bill Murray. But because Bill Murray's in the trailers, if you know to expect Kang, you also know Bill Murray's come at some point. So you're not being like, oh my God, it's Bill Murray. You're being like, oh, it's the guy from the trailer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There he is, Bill Murray.
So what did
famous actor
Janet do? So she tried, she helped Kang.
She helped Kang when she thought he was good. Yeah,
And then she's like, okay, I'm going to blow up your thing so you're not going to escape, but you got the suit, so you're powerful. So I'm a fuck off. He then takes over Quantum Realm. She joins a rebellion. They try but fail. Then she fucks off.
I think they're just constantly fighting. In the same spot that you see that rebellion town that Cassie and Scott roll into. But then she gets taken out of the Quantum Realm because she's one of the more powerful people in there. They just get fucking crushed.
I'm just like trying to work out, like, why does everyone hate her?
Everyone hates her because she left.
Yeah. Okay. They blame her for their failure, I guess. Mm. They're like, Kang won now because we couldn't
Wasp was like one of the only advantages we had against Kang.
Okay. This whole movie, I was so annoyed that we never got an Ant-Man and the Wasp Vietnam War movie. That's why they got their powers to fight. Yeah. Isn't that a way more interesting premise? Yeah. What do they do? This movie as well committed the cardinal sin of going tiny as your power, where it didn't matter that they went tiny.
Yeah, we went tiny and now we're tiny.
It was worse.
Confused because when Cassie and Scott go big.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. They're going big and small.
Yeah, they're going big and it's exhausting them.
Yeah.
But they're not actually going big.
It's all relative, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
No, but does that mean that Scott will faint when he's little and then goes big and normal?
Well, it's
not big as in giant, as in like when he goes from ant size to regular guy size. Does that also exhaust him?
No, it's only when he goes big size to little.
Well, no.
Or big size to regular. It's when he goes from base size, right?
Yeah.
It's when he goes from regular to giant. Yeah. Because giants, you're eating all this energy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But when he's going in quantum...
Yeah.
When he goes giant, he's not actually going giant.
Well, it depends what is making you go small, right?
Mm.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
In this,
Pym particles.
Well, Pym particles, yeah, but that's what he's going to make.
I didn't pick that up.
Got sucked off by the quantum realm.
Yeah,
was that using Pym particles or something else?
It
was just a satellite.
Yeah, because they went little and they got sucked into the quantum realm.
What is gem if not a light, a glowing ball of light, gem?
So it's sort of like your base now is wherever they were in the quantum realm, right?
Yeah,
so that's the base.
Is it?
So
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
That's why it doesn't get exhausted.
Yeah. But I was thinking that too when he got big. I was like, he's getting big and small. But you're right. It's all relative. So
yeah.
But then it makes it so much. It's boring. It's so boring. Him using his powers. Like the base function of a superhero. Not the base function, but one of the base elements is I want to see them use their powers in a cool way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, surely. Like,
did you like when he went big in the city, though?
And no, it was horrible.
Oh.
Because it was
when
all.
He used his powers, though.
Yeah, but it's all CGI nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, you wanted to see him go big in real life San
If he
Francisco.
Went big in real life, that was great.
You know that would have also been CGI, yeah.
Of course, but I'm more grounded in reality so that when he uses his powers.
So you
want powers,
him to be like kicking down, say, like a regular suburban
yeah.
house. Or the Empire State Building.
Well, like in Ant-Man and the Wasp when he picks up the boat or whatever.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Because I'm grounded in, like, I know what a boat is.
He's punching, like, a sci-fi turret.
Yeah, I'm like, who cares? Spinning. He could be a big monster. It's like nothing.
I found it weird when he hugs Cassie when they're both big, and he's like, wow, it's like hugging Godzilla. No, you're the same size.
Yeah, it would be that was all, a like, weird.
It would be like hugging your daughter.
It's like, hey, this is like if we're both Godzillas hugging.
It's like if I hugged my daughter, but she'd made a Lego city.
Yeah. We're hugging in the Lego city. That's what this is like.
I like that bit where, like, I'm so hungry.
Yeah,
citrus,
that was
dad,
good.
Like that. And yeah, I
that
really
was maybe
want something lemons.
The
that
only
was kinda nice.
Bit
was,
of chemistry he had with his daughter.
Well,
I would say,
that was
the
most accurate teenage girl dialogue. Like, as in, like, that felt like an actual teenager talking.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest of it didn't really.
No. She got recast as well, right?
Yeah. And the actress that played her in Endgame
found out when
they announced the cast list. Yeah. Yeah.
That happens to Marvel actors all the time.
Wow.
That's funny. You go for an audition.
I thought I was a shoo-in. No? All right.
It's crazy to go for an audition and find out when, like, the trailer drops. Oh, I'm in this movie.
Terrence Howard's still waiting for Iron Man 2 to get announced.
I'm coming back.
Yeah, no, you are. No,
I got that
are.
New math.
Yeah.
Zero is fake, because if I have one apple and you have one apple, then you give me the apples. How many apples do you have? Zero wrong. There's always been two apples.
I love his new math.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's still waiting for Iron Man 2, because, like, he's like, well, your Iron Man 2 came out.
Yeah.
There's always
been an Iron Man 2 with me in it. So.
I can't remember what country, but he moved to a different country that was funding his no zero science.
That's awesome. That's the best.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah. He tried to get more money than Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man 2.
I love him.
Yeah.
In many ways, he's my hero.
Yeah.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day, to the things I wish would die, like buffets. All that and much more. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
The friendship is sharing deal.
Because I want one of your McNuggets.
And I need some of your Quarter Pounder.
There's a deal for everyone at McDonald's. Get one favorite like 10-piece chicken McNuggets, a Quarter Pounder, or a Big Mac and get another for just $1. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Yeah, so going back to Quantumania.
There was a couple of jokes that were funny to me.
Yeah.
When in the book read his phone rings, he's like, why is jail calling?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. I think the only bit that really made me laugh was when Ant-Man said, a lot has happened today. That was funny.
Yeah.
When they were watching MODOK die. Like, wow, a lot has happened today. That's funny. That's a funny line.
It's also funny, when MODOK's like, it's same scene.
Yeah.
They do it to MODOK every time he's talking and he's trying to be serious. Everyone's like, wait, hang on. Go back a second.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened to you?
Most of MODOK I like.
Yeah, he's like, I died an Avenger. It's like, yep.
Yep, okay.
Yeah,
sure,
good to have you on the team, buddy.
Sure you did, dude.
And that was a crazy bit of continuity as well. I was saying this when we came out of the movie, because in Ant-Man 1, he goes crazy from the pimp particles.
Yeah.
He loses his mind because he goes tiny too much.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, because he's using...
I was Ant-Man and I watched Yellowjacket go tiny and go crazy. I'd be like, hey, am I... Is that going to happen to me?
Hank.
It happens to him
dude,
because...
should I not be going tiny?
He loses his mind because he's using like unstable fake pimp particles. He's using the bad ones, not the good ones.
But I like that. I like that it was not like...
He shouldn't know what the... no, yes, he should. Yeah. Just.
But I like that it's not... Yeah, he that's true. It actually doesn't make... Because,
like, the galactic-style Avengers, like, the Avengers at, like, Spider-Man and stuff, he's like, oh, I really want to join the Avengers. That hasn't happened before he goes tiny mode.
He just knows about, like, the Battle of New York, which was pretty big,
I guess. Doesn't know Ant-Man. He shouldn't know Ant-Man's an Avenger.
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah.
In the play, Ant-Man's there.
Hang on.
Yeah, no, because Ant-Man joins
I know, but in the play, Ant-Man is there.
So we're saying that MODOK saw the play?
No, what I'm saying is that there is a collective, like, kind of almost, not conspiracy, or just assumption that a lot of people in the MCU have, which is like, yeah, Ant-Man has always been part of the Avengers.
But that didn't happen until, you don't get the plays and stuff like that until after Infinity War,
so
I guess everyone's just like, Iron Man was there, but that doesn't affect...
Oh, I know. Yeah. I get that, but I'm just like, is it just like one thing that everyone's
he's
like...
he's small. I couldn't see him when he was fighting aliens.
Yeah.
Or is Ant-Man being like, I was there.
Because that's so weird. Because from MODOK's perspective, i.e. Yellowjacket, i.e. Taron Hinch.
They can't keep putting me in jail.
He would.
Yes, we can, Taron Hinch.
He would not... Ant-Man was just a guy trying to steal his pimp particle.
Yep.
Yeah.
It wasn't
unless
they
get television of like what's happening up in real.
Maybe he learned it from Kang.
How did Kang know? Oh, I know Kang knows.
Kang knows everything. Kang was like,
"Oh,
you know."
Except he doesn't know who. He doesn't know Ant-Man's not Thor.
Yeah,
because there's also that joke. Remember?
But was that? Yeah, was that him being serious or was that him trying to belittle?
Well, if it wasn't trying to belittle it, it didn't work.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare someone to Thor if I was trying to belittle them.
But also, it felt so meaningless. I thought a good scene there.
I don't like that people keep referencing Spider-Man either, because I'm like, I don't know if this makes sense to me still.
Who referenced Spider-Man?
The fucking, I think you should leave stinky car guy. He's like, free coffee for Spider-Man.
They know Spider-Man.
Yeah, they just don't know that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Except, again,
how many times do I have to explain this to you?
But then there's the scene.
What are you talking about?
The scene that they added in, which is all of the class photos where Peter is there, but his face is just covered up.
Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Not Spider-Man.
Not Spider-Man.
So they know, I guess.
If there's a photo of Spider-Man, it's probably still Spider-Man. Yeah.
And just Peter Parker's gone.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I think that would have been a much better scene if he was like, oh, I'm not scared of fighting you, Hank Pym, because Scott Lang. Because I fought you 10 minutes. Let me tell you about the ways you've died by my hand.
Yeah, that's way better.
That's so scary. If he's like, in fact, let me show you. Whatever. Yeah, I'm a future man. Look at the amount of times I've killed you. I've killed you infinite times. What do you think? I'm scared of you?
Or just the idea of even being, like, you could even have a nod to the comics where you're like, okay, like, calls him like Hank, or he calls him like the other Ant-Man than being Ant-Man. And then he's like, oh, Scott?
Which Ant-Man are you? Ah. Hank, Scott,
some other fucker.
Yeah. Or like, I'll kill your daughter. I've done it before.
Yeah.
That's scary. I've done it before when she was Stature or Girl Ant-Man, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not scared. That's so much more intimidating than, like, I can't remember of the Avengers. Are you Thor?
are you the one with the hammer?
Yeah, that's also...
No,
like,
cunt, because if I was the one with the hammer, I wouldn't be tiny and I would have a hammer.
Yeah.
Are you fucked?
Come on, where is my hammer? Head,
it is pretty funny to think that this Kang's so evil, but he's... tiny.
Yeah.
Like, I could have killed that cat.
Yeah, you just squish him like that. You can inhale him.
Yeah.
He'd make a city in your guts if you inhale him.
No.
Yeah.
One day you'd just be sitting there having a bath and open up your mouth and a bunch of ships would fly out.
Damn.
I'm condemned to reality.
Also, his minions that he had, were they just creations?
Yeah,
or were they robots, dudes?
Well, they were cool when they died. That was an effect I liked. Yeah. Where they kind of like went into like the splatter and froze them.
I reckon there was an early draft of this movie where the quantum realm was way weirder. And I think you could see a little bit of that in the way the landscape would sometimes loop back onto the roof.
Yeah.
And I think there was
good.
Probably an early draft of this where they were like, let's make the quantum realm not make sense. Let's make the horizon, like, you know, right in front of everybody. Let's make, you know, time fucked. Like, let's have fun with it. And then clearly they were like, no, that's a bit too exciting. Let's make it space.
Oh, yeah. They're basically like, whoa. We can't be making good.
It's got to be mediocre.
I mean, it could have also just been that they were like, oh, this is visually
confusing.
Yeah,
confusing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, like it's painful to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sure. They're in the quantum realm for too long. Yeah. So if it was just like
a brief moment in there, yeah.
Like how in the first Doctor Strange movie when he goes into the mirror dimension, or I think it's actually called the mirror dimension.
I think it is. Yeah. Yeah.
I was making fun of it, but I got the name right.
The
right.
Yeah. How the whole movie was that?
Yeah.
You're like, my head hurts.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on anymore.
Yeah.
I would have loved that. Psychedelic movie.
Yeah, rule. But
yeah, no.
Yeah. I just, everything seemed too dark and looked like asshole.
It was very dark and looked very much like asshole.
For me, I think what I'm just so sick of is these movies not feeling cohesive. And I just don't think any have felt cohesive since Endgame.
No,
really.
But the post-credit scene when Loki's with Owen Wilson and they go see Vince Victor Timely.
Yeah.
That's Kang!
Yeah, and if you remember watching Loki, it ends with him going to a different reality where they're working for Kang because there's lots of statues of Kang.
Yeah, and Owen Wilson's like, who are you?
And Owen, he's a different lad, so...
Well, it's not even that. I mean, like, tonally,
it is
like,
a throwback
dialogue.
To the first Ant-Man post-credit scene, which was also super fucking baffling.
Yeah.
Which is the scene from Civil War.
Uh-huh. Where they've got...
Winter Soldier's arms in a vice and Falcon and...
I know a guy that can get tiny.
He's like, I know a guy that could help. And you're like, what the... I know you're talking about Ant-Man through context clues because I'm watching an Ant-Man movie, but what the fuck is going on? And then in the movie, that's not really what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah,
why did they pick this scene? Maybe it was the only scene that had been filmed for Loki season 2 so far.
Yeah, that's
just because it's going to be straight up a scene from.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Well, yeah, because like I mean, it doesn't it literally made no sense. It's a scene that doesn't even have a start or an end.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's just, there it is.
You just have one postcard. Oh, I mean, neither of them, because again, the Council of Kang should have been when he's like, "Did I fuck up?" And then that, or. Yeah.
Don't have it.
Did I fuck up? Nah, it's fine. And then the movie ends. Maybe we don't have post-credit scenes anymore.
I mean, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Nah, because then no one gets to see the movie because they don't want the post-credit scene spoiled.
Like, even if you had, like, the whole thing of, like, I know what's coming, like, Kang being, I know what's coming, and then, you know, he explains maybe the Council of Kangs, or he gives some context of, like, you think I'm bad, I'm your best hope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, also, like, when Kang is like, the Council of Kangs put me here because I'm such a threat, I'm like, whoa, the Council of Kangs sound... I was like that in the movie. Whoa.
Yeah.
But the Council of Kangs sound intimidating. They sound very powerful. And then when we do see them, they're dressed like they've just come out of a fucking costume store. Like, they're dressed for Halloween, and then
they're going crazy.
They're all cheering, and I'm like, well, I'm not scared of these guys.
Was one guy a businessman?
Yeah, a business guy.
Okay, cool. Or, like, do you have a briefcase? I'm just talking on, like, an 80s cell phone, or am I misremembering?
I hope there's a Kang like that. That's my Kang.
That's who I'm a Kang
80s
fan
businessman
of.
Kang? Fuck yes.
One thing that was restrained-ish was the scene of the Infinite Decision Ant-Man part, where one Ant-Man that wasn't actually Ant-Man just stayed working at Baskin-Robbins.
I do love that clearly a fan of Plumbing the Death Star, our sister show of ours, as they use one of our great... What the hell?
What the hell? Same
almost like not really acting, but just a bit confused.
What the hell? Still a good bit for us.
So.
And then that scene went for too long, but I did like that Ant-Man became ants.
Me too. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Because that's an interesting, like, I don't know, something, you know?
And then Hope comes in.
And then because they connect, that's what all of the Ant-Men and all of the Wasps would have done, so there's only one of them.
Well, I thought that would have been a cool, like, I don't know, put that somewhere else in the movie, maybe later, where he's like, because, you know, Ant-Man in the beginning of the movie, it seems like he doesn't really know what he's doing with his life. He's like, I'm not really looking after Cassie, I'm doing this book, and I don't know. So it would be cool if in that moment, he's like, all of my possibilities, he's like, I need to save Cassie. That's the only thing I should care about in my life. Then it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I also thought that, like, fucking, if you're going to have Hope in there also getting split up, have Hope talk to herself or something.
Instead, it's just
a straight line. She just bumped into herself. Man, she was just doing nothing in this movie.
At all.
Oh, my God. So she didn't need to be here. She just didn't.
Michael Douglas shouldn't want to be there, maybe.
Her and Michael Douglas should have just stayed in real realm.
Yep.
And it should have been like, we need to get them out.
Michael
and then you could have had like three
Michael
scenes
Douglas...
of them.
At least Michael Douglas... It is funny to see.
Yeah.
That's true.
His hearing aid going all fucked up is funny.
And then he's like, I heard the ants. And we got flashbacks to him hearing the ants.
Flashbacks him being like, ah, I'm hearing it.
And I'm like, it's movie, even, I was here for this.
With ants. With Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought it was a
Me
hearing.
Me too. I thought it was a hearing. That would have been way cool.
Yeah.
It ain't a hearing. Yeah. You see Scott try and talk to him at the start, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there was a nice, interesting theme, I thought, that was not explored.
Yeah.
Which was the whole, like, you know, Ant-Man being like, I saved the world. And everyone's like, yeah, you saved the world. Blah, blah, blah. And then, like, Cass is like, what have you done lately?
Yeah.
And it's like, but he saved the world. Like, how much does he have? What's the parameter here? Like, can't a superhero or someone who's done something like this can't? Yeah, like, does he have to keep going? Because that's an interesting kind of thing to, like, even to, like, you know, to delve down. Because, like, they've done their duty of, like, doing their best to save the world. And they can't keep superheroing forever.
Yeah.
What are your expectations on
Paul
them?
Rudd looks his age for the first time ever as well. So, you know.
Hang on. What's his age?
I would imagine he's nearly 50.
Okay, so what age do you think he's looking? When you say he looks his age, what
age?
I think
he looks about 45, but he used to look about 30. So
that's true.
He's 53. In the last, he's aged like, you know, 10 years in the last three.
Marvel movies do that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marvel movies do that to MF.
But I think that would be like an interesting theme to be like, what?
I think the movie, and this probably comes down to like, well, they've just decided which scenes work best and not really a coherent script. Because I think the point is more like he's a sellout. Is what, like, I think, because that's what the rest, before that scene, that's kind of what it feels like. Because, like, you're just fucking touring this book, you're talking a load of shit.
You're getting free coffees.
Every single time, like, every part of the book we hear is mostly just self-congratulation.
Yeah.
And but, like, then, but then they switch it to like, oh, that's actually a good
you've
point.
You've stopped superheroing.
How dare you?
How dare you? When, but it's like, well, I got other responsibilities. Also, hope is curing lots of problems.
That's absolutely something that.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I forgot about that.
That's only really just hit that they're like, she solved world hunger. That's a new Marvel baby, huh?
affordable housing. And like the affordable housing for like, because like a lot of people are now displaced. But then there's a protest because they're clearing homeless. Out the homeless because they can't afford. But then Hope is doing something to try and actually battle that. And I'm guessing Scott is. Maybe helping in
he's taking her out of the office to drink beers on the bridge.
Yeah,
it's also so funny that also that fucking Ant-Man and the Wasp can get tiny, right?
Yeah.
If they're gonna have a fun beer drink,
they should be in the.
They
tiny?
Should be somewhere tiny that's cool. Like I don't know, like instead of just like that's somewhere a flying superhero
where Spider-Man would be.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, why not put them? Like,
so
I don't know.
Where,
in a drain.
Yeah. Well, there's like I remember
the drain.
I'm trying to remember one of the comics of Ant-Man. And I think it's like he's got like, you know, he's Cassie's visiting.
Yeah.
And so he's got like, you know, okay, it's our weekend together. And I think they just like grab like a projector or something like that. And they're like in like almost like a milk carton that's been like cut out and they're projecting it.
That's
like they're sitting in like a sofa or like some stuff there that's like tiny, but they're projecting it on like a milk carton
type thing. That's charming. That's
fun. And it's like, oh yeah, he's made like a little tiny home.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you're right. Why were they in a place where Spider-Man would swing to?
Yeah, exactly.
Go in
the other direction, have them huge in like the Grand Canyon or something. Just leaning up against it, drinking huge beers?
Huge beers?
Big beers?
But yeah, you're right. Like they should have been doing something.
Hope can't get big, remember.
Oh, that's true. Why? Who can say?
Yeah, why?
You're not meant to get big, but because.
But Cassie got big.
Yeah, no, but because they. Damn, Cassie just gets
Goliath
big.
Goliath got big at one point.
Yeah,
but we didn't see it.
And then also, the Goliath getting big is like, it fucked me up.
Yeah, it did.
And Ant-Man's like, it fucked me up too. But then Cassie does it and he's like, wow, well done.
Yeah, we can do this now for a bit. Yeah, why can't she get big? Or she just chooses not to?
I think she just chooses not to because it's bad for you.
Yeah. And it's awesome because then her superpower becomes getting tiny and projectiles.
She flies.
Oh, and flying. That's true.
Which is why they're on the bridge.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Scott can't fly.
He flew her up. Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess if they had, you know, wings on his suit, he could fly.
Well, there's a joke about that in Ant-Man. No.
Two.
Yeah, it's either the very end of one when they reveal the suit or the start of two.
Yeah.
And Michael Douglas, Hank, is like, well, yeah, obviously I'm going to look after my daughter. I don't give a shit about you. You get the asshole stuff.
Yeah.
My old suit.
Yeah.
But when they made my suit, my wife also had wings. So I guess, shit, I don't know.
I don't know, dude. I fought in Vietnam.
I was too busy eating pussy.
Give me throat cancer.
I love ants. That's why ants don't have wings, except for the ants that do have wings.
This is the queen, lady ants. Lady ants got the wings.
Maybe? I don't fucking know.
Remember that I smashed John Slattery's head in a table.
Yeah.
Grabs him by the thigh, smacks it. That's a cool scene.
Yeah.
Marvel movies don't have scenes like that
They're
anymore.
They're not cool anymore.
Marvel movies don't have scenes that are good anymore.
That's a like,
no, they've got some good scenes. It's just, like, I would say they don't make a coherent
scene. Can you name one individual scene,
mm-hmm.
not a sequence, just like one scene in this movie where you were like, that was really cool?
Scene.
Scott's breakdown about doing the right thing.
When does he do that?
Like at the end when he's walking.
Okay, that's yeah, that was cool.
I can do scenes that are cool, but they're not. I think it's mostly just like they seem to be shying away from. And it's fine if you want to do this. It just doesn't make sense in the universe I've created.
Yeah.
Because they've shied away from guns and violence.
Yes.
Mm. And the violence that they do now has no weight to it, really. Mm-hmm. So scenes like Hank just slamming a guy's head on the table and breaking his nose. I mean, Black Widow has scenes like that. And those scenes, you're like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, cool scenes of Black
Widow.
But
like, those scenes would have just happened in the early MCU. Mm. Captain America used to fight with a handgun.
Yeah. I think that's why I was so shocked that Scott, at the end, has his face all fucked up from the fight.
Yeah, it's a brutal fight.
Because it was brutal. But then I was also like, where did this come from? The rest of the movie wasn't like this.
When did they start getting more tame? Was it Endgame after Endgame? Or was the stuff before
it happens
Endgame?
A bit before Endgame.
Yeah.
I'd
say Endgame's probably the transition to the period. Because they do chop off Thanos' head. But it's also a pretty bloodless.
Yeah.
No, there is blood, because I remember being surprised by that.
Okay. I remember, like, in the previous one, like, Thor gets him in the chest.
Yeah, that's true.
But his hand is also very bloodless.
It probably is Endgame, because, like, Civil War has that, like, that fight between Captain America and Iron Man is brutal.
Yeah. Is it just that, like, you know, after Endgame?
Or is it just now that everyone's powers are not just I'm punch? Because Black Widow has fucked up scenes like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess in Black Panther 2... They cut off Dingus's
little wing feet. Little Dingus's wing feet.
Yeah.
But that doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, if that was in the first Black Panther movie, it would have been, like, way more full on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know what they're doing. Do they?
Yeah.
New CEO that you might recognize his name because he was also old CEO, Bob Iger, has stepped in and been like, whoa.
That's true, yeah.
So the phase announcements are already changed.
Yeah.
So, if this, like, it happened earlier this week.
Yeah.
So, you know how they were like, hey, phase 4 is all this shit, phase 5 is all this shit, phase 6, well, there's 10 dates, but... there was meant to originally be 3 movies all coming out in, I think, a 4-month span this year.
Okay.
The Marvels moved from... Ant-Man February, Guardians May, and then the Marvels July.
Yeah.
Marvels is now November.
Okay.
I think there was originally 3, maybe 4. I think there was 4 TV series coming out this year. Secret Invasion still coming soon.
Mm.
But I think they've pushed back 2 of them. Echo and Ironheart now are coming out next year, I think.
Okay.
Rather than this year. Mm-hmm. And they're jumping later in the thing, which makes you think that maybe these shows aren't going to be shows anymore.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. It's exciting that Bob Iger's in, because didn't he come in and kind of like wreck Disney in like the 80s from memory?
No, you're thinking of... Bob Iger was the guy that was like, hey, shithead other guy that used to work for Marvel. What's his name?
Which one?
Perlmutter.
Ike Perlmutter? Yeah.
Because Ike Perlmutter was like, I hate Kevin Feige. We should fire him. And Bob Iger's like, no.
Yeah, so they asked Ike...
So he stopped. Yeah, he got rid of. He kept Kevin and was part of the reason they got rid of Ike.
Because there was that whole thing where it was like the feud between like Ike Perlmutter and Kevin Feige was that for some reason, like I think Ike was just like a bit of a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. Because he was like,
and
no
like
one
cutting
wants to see
costs.
His...
No one wants to see like a female
oh,
character.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's somewhat racist.
Like, yeah, he was the reason that
we didn't get a Black Widow movie until so recently.
And it was like he pushed back against. Because Shang-Chi was meant to be a Phase 1 movie.
Mm. Was the reason why we didn't get a Black Widow one or a female-led
was
to do with, like, toys? No one wants a lady toy?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Women can't be tough.
Women can't be toys.
Women can't be toys. Boys don't play with girl toys. That's a Barbie.
That's a Barbie. Boys don't play with Barbies. I play with Barbies all my fucking life.
And
Barbies
also, roll. If you are making that statement, I would just be like, oh, and how do Barbies sell? Oh,
a Barbie's
fucking
popular?
Best. Are you fucked in the head, Ike?
Yes.
Yes.
And so that's when they had that split between
split
the
up.
Netflix like TV series and then
Netflix
the cinematic
started,
universe. And then it was like, oh, so these aren't connecting anymore? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so then Ike's like, that's all right. I'll show you. I'll make Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'll make Inhumans.
Oh,
no one cares.
Okay. Well, because I had in my head, I think Bob Iger actually, the thing that I'm getting confused with is he was behind Paris Disneyland. And he fucked that up. But otherwise, I think he's been all right.
I think Bob Iger also may have protected John Lasseter.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, because I'm curious. How old is Bob Iger?
Oh, yeah. He's an elderly fella.
He'd be old.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because when I'll find out when he quit. Because this
Hey, you know your movies are currently, the MCU, are about passing the torch to the next generation. And, like, it hasn't, like, you've been the CEO and before, like, Iron Man 1 came out. And you're like, he's too old to be an Iron Man. If you put one and two together.
We're hoisting our wagons on old guys now for series. That's true. Bob Iger's only, he's a sprightly 72.
Okay. Hanging your film on a sprightly 60-year-old man.
Yeah.
As your franchise star, he's making more sense.
Yeah, I get it now.
He's
60. All
he's so young and sprightly.
Let's find out when he left Disney and what was going on.
Yeah.
Because
in my head, he was the one who was like, we're going to open Euro Disneyland.
Iger did know about John Lasseter. I was right about that. Glad I'm not just smearing a name.
Okay, good.
I think
he's Crazy in Charge, I guess.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, good
I think that is what
got in the ass.
Yeah.
But we forgave him.
He's back.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff.
Okay, cool.
No.
We didn't.
We've not forgiven him?
He retired. He retired in 2019.
Retired before he could be fired?
In 2017, it was apparent that he knew about John Lasseter.
Yeah, okay.
Good didn't stuff. Do anything about it.
Yeah, good. Classic.
Then in June 30, 2018, that's when he's... the Disney being Disney CEO was meant to run out.
Yeah.
It got extended to July 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then they extended to 2021. Mm-hmm. But then he said he was going to retire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he bought Fox, was like the last thing I think he did.
So he's give me the mutants.
And then.
Give me Family Guy.
Yeah.
And then, in 2020, fucked off.
Mm.
Uh-huh. In 2022, he came back.
Who replaced him?
Bob Chapek.
Okay.
A second Bob.
Another Bob.
And what did that guy do?
No, he wasn't around very long.
Phase 4, probably.
Yeah.
I think what he may have done that was fucked was just like, Endgame made all the money in the world, greenlight every Marvel project.
I think
Bob Iger keeps Kevin Feige a little bit in check.
Because
you gotta, like, his whole, like, rot, like, yes, give him, like, Kevin Feige's obviously printing money. But if you just say yes to every single thing.
He needs to be kind of like restrained. And I guess I
understand.
And
I think also it was just like Marvel, like Kevin, you're in charge of all the Marvel stuff, greenlight everything.
Yeah.
But then also Kevin Feige all of a sudden is to go from like overseeing two or three movies a year to overseeing like five TV series, three movies, two short films.
Mm. Yeah. I can understand. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because I can understand, like, they are, like, we are not the only ones being like, wow, this is a stinker.
Yeah.
And also, wow, Marvel fatigue, and wow, what the fuck are they doing? Mm. It just seems to be, like, a lot of people doing this. And Disney are not stupid. They are a business. They would, of course, have their ear to the ground with this. Yeah. And I'm assuming numbers would also show a lot of this as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you've got Avatar 2 coming out the same year as three MCU films, and Avatar 2 goes on to become, the third highest grossing film of all time, only to sadly be overtaken by the re-release of Titanic, which then became the third highest grossing film of all time. It's sad that boat died, but people love to see
that fucking boat, dude.
Ice boat killed that fucking boat.
And then your highest grossing Disney film. I mean, Doctor Strange 2 almost ended up on $1 billion, but it fell a bit shy. But when you're releasing Doctor Strange 2, Thor 4, Black Panther 2, you'd expect to
crack a billy somewhere. And
every single time, right? Yeah, and I guess is a big problem with a lot of these MCU films is they can't course correct.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are being shot, because there are so many, back to back.
Yeah, but they're being shot in a weird way now, where it's not even shot back to back, they're shot overlapping.
Yeah.
Which means that, and everything's such a secret that it doesn't seem like that.
Yeah.
Directors and stuff like that really know what's going on.
Talking to each other.
Basically what's happening a little bit, and nowhere near as bad, is like the communication between Sony and Marvel when they just took a big shit on Venom.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, Venom's in Spider-Man now. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, the Or like the Morbius stuff. I'm like, oh, Vulture, yeah, have fun.
Yeah, you can have him. Enjoy. Yeah. He'll
Where it was obvious that they hadn't even told Sony how the multiverse stuff was going to work.
Oh, 100%. Well, yeah, it just said, because not even, you're right. It's not back to back. It's they're overlapping. And they can't course correct.
Yeah.
And so if someone has a problem, or like a lot of people have a problem with the first film that comes out, they're like, we have two films that are coming out that are very much done, and we can't really go back and fix it up.
And then if you do fix it, then you get...
You're fucking up the other one, and then the other ones are in production.
Or you do fix it, but it's very obvious to the audience it's fixed and it looks like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, even in this, isn't there... I was reading somewhere online,
because
the shots with Cassie at the end are clearly reshoots because she has different colored hair.
I didn't
she
notice
has, she
that.
Has bleach kind of brown hair. She's got black hair the rest of the movie.
The actress who plays Cassie has blonde hair.
Yeah.
At least every role I'd seen her in prior to this, she has blonde hair, so I'm assuming that's a natural color.
Yeah, so they clearly it was just a reshoot, and they were like, we can't be bothered dying. Who cares?
Which is weird. Why didn't they just fix that with CGI? They fix everything else with CGI.
Who can say?
Time? Does it signify time?
But time doesn't seem like it's that much has passed.
Yeah, he's like, what a crazy day. Well, because you got new hair now. What the fuck?
Everything's crazy.
That's how the movie should have ended. You got new hair now. What the hell?
He should have been like, oh my God.
What the
Kang's
hell?
Coming. What the hell? You got new hair. Hell? What the hell?
What
that
the
cuts
hell?
Off his think thoughts about Kang. He's like, have I fucked up? Is Kang coming back? What the hell? Kang's
got new hair.
Got new hair now.
We've only been out of the quantum realm for 4 minutes. It happened with Marvel already copped it in this in phase four, because Spider-Man was originally going to come out after Doctor Strange. So America was going to be in America was going to be in Spider-Man,
but then
they move stuff around and then they're like, whoa.
Yeah, so it just seems that they've really tied themselves into a knot.
Yeah.
They need to. Yeah, they need a flash.
Yeah.
They need a flash.
They need a flashpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe taking time to be like, okay, let's just shush.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
take a break.
Take a break.
I'm finding this problem more and more with Marvel films, and it always has happened, but every time we do an episode, or I think about it for too long, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, yuck.
Bit stinky.
A lot of them.
But when I was watching this in the cinema, again, it could have been because of my turd floating in a piss-filled urine expectations, but piss-filled urinal, not urine. urine is piss.
It's piss-filled, yeah. Technically.
Yeah. Like, when I was watching, I was like, oh, I'm having a pretty good time. This is better than I expected. But now I'm like, doesn't make sense, really.
Doesn't it make sense within its own
bullshit?
Within its own Ant-Man movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We haven't had Ant-Man be Ant-Man, really. Like, the first Ant-Man movie, you're like, oh, Scott Lang's a criminal, but now he's got this power, and it's a kind of, like, what do you do with that power? How do you deal with...
Doesn't he use it a bunch in the second movie to steal? He makes Ant big so he can break out of...
but he's breaking out of a superhero jail. There's
not superhero jail. He make Ant big to get out of his home arrest. Because he puts the bracelet on the ant.
Yeah, that's right. But the movie's no longer really about the fact that he was a criminal ever. You know what I mean? Like, that was a fun thing about the first one, is it was like, he's...
And Jimmy Woo. You're forgetting Ant-Man 2,
Promptly.
I'm tired!
Anyway, I think they've kind of cooked his characterization, really. Yeah. But they just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough. Why should we?
Yeah. I
mean, it's a problem Marvel have had. Iron Man was the same. Yeah. Every time an Iron Man movie started, he's back to...
But they don't even do that. They don't even bring Scott Lang back to being like...
Square one. Because
it was
like
cool
generic.
To see... He was like, I'm using these Ant-Man abilities to steal. Right? But, like, I'm doing that as part of the central plot of the movie. And I'm still a criminal. I still have a criminal past. And then...
Like, wouldn't it have been nice? Maybe just because I love me a heist film.
Yeah.
Is that cool? That bit where Kang is like, I'm hiring you
to do this thing for
me. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's an actual heist.
Yeah, and it actually be a... somewhat of a heist, and then you kind of get, you know, like a ragtag group of like little fuckos that are having to do this big heist.
Absolutely. And they're like, Ant-Man, how the hell are you going to steal this fucking multi-dimensional hopping thing? And he's like, it's just like stealing a fucking handbag, whatever. It's no difference.
It's just like
stealing a handbag from an old woman,
like,
which I hate.
And there you go. Like, if you had just made this even a smaller film, weirdly, like smaller cast.
Every Marvel movie needs to be smaller.
And it's always like,
the board.
Just have Scott Lang get trapped in the quantum realm. Maybe yeah. Cassie gets trapped in the quantum. No one else, really. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they're helping out this, like, this guy. He meets this person, Kang. He's just, he's not this absolute dictator.
Yeah.
He's just a guy that is maybe in charge a little bit. No one's, there's no real evilness to him. He's just like, hey, but I can help us get out. We need to do this. I know this thing. He does a whole thing that he did with Janet, like, lie. And then, you know, when, like, they finally get out, Kang's out, and then Janet and everyone else is upstairs being like, oh, you're back now. And then Kang pops out. Janet's like, oh, shit, grabs a gun, tries to shoot him. Yeah. Everyone's like, the fuck's going on? Oh, fucking pandemonium comes out.
Yeah.
And then suddenly we had a smaller film with a fucking heist in Tiny Town.
Yeah.
And then you get the big reveal at the end. Fuck this film.
Achieves the same thing.
Yeah.
Where's all of Ant-Man's friends?
Yeah,
Michael
Pena.
Yeah.
The guy that plays the goo, but him in human form.
Yeah. It's so weird to me that
his Jimmy Woo's there for 2 seconds, doesn't say anything.
Does a bit of sleight of hand magic trick. That's that was nice.
Which is the guy that he does the classic bit that became very popular, I guess.
Yeah, that guy.
He would be like, oh, hey, here's let me tell you the
Michael Pena.
It's Michael Pena.
Mm. Yeah.
He didn't come back ever.
No, he was in the second
one. He's in two?
He's also in
I don't remember two, I suppose.
I honestly don't think you remember two properly. Because there's a lot of heisting and stuff in that.
Yeah.
And he gets small and he gets big.
Yeah.
That's also where he picks up the boat, though, so maybe you passed out from how excited you were and didn't see the rest.
I get an erection so big that my blood went out my brain.
He's like, yeah, 2 was all right. Like, 2 had that kind of...
I don't remember really liking 2, to be honest, but maybe
you didn't
re-watch.
Watch it.
Yeah, maybe I haven't seen it.
Like, again, like most of these...
Him picking up the boat is in the trailer, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, good point.
No, I have seen it. I just don't think...
Who's the bad guy?
It's Ghost.
Like a lot of Marvel films have a problem, and like maybe like a lot of even more just like blockbuster films these days. There's just a problem of
no blockbuster slander.
No,
Avatar 2.
Yeah, I know. After Incredible, but it's like they just chuck a lot of film in the film.
Yeah,
and look, and like the only criticism I would have, and this isn't criticism because I'm coming around to jerk it off again, but the only criticism for Avatar 2, is that there is a lot of movie in that movie.
Okay.
It goes from being like, all right, is this a war movie? Is it a coming of age film? Mm-hmm. A bit of Titanic in there.
Oh yeah.
But it nails it. Jimmy once again doesn't miss. He does it right.
Flows nice. Yeah. Like water. The way of water.
But Jimmy nails it. He nails that storytelling of going from one to the other to the next thing, and it kind of is a natural progression. Mm. You kind of follow it easily. Whereas a lot of like these sort of things is like, oh, we're going to be a heist film, but where's a bonding between father and daughter, but also is a secret past, but also tiny town shenanigans.
Yeah. We're not going
to... But also evil overlord.
Yeah.
But
hey, maybe they'll fix it now because they're taking a little bit of a break. I'm shaking my head.
Yeah.
I'm not actually shaking my head, which is crazy.
Yeah, that was
usually,
weird.
Usually you hear that little like switch.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This movie could have really been decent if I think they pared it down. Mm-hmm. And like, if you had that whole like, you know, imagine they like Scott working with like the Bill Murray character and him being like, you know, oh, you remind me of somebody. And like, oh, you know Janet? Oh, do I know Janet?
Yeah,
and then
there's
that awkward moment of like just Scott being, oh, you fucked my...
Stepmom? Not really.
You fucked my wife's dad, mom. Oh,
my
okay.
friend's. You fucked my friend's mom.
Yeah. Or my friend's wife.
Yeah.
I guess he's friends with Hank.
I suppose. Do we think the Marvels will be good?
I hope, but I don't know at this point.
Yeah, but like, do you reckon any of these movies are going to be good? What's the next Marvel movie you're like happy you're going to have to see?
What's coming out?
Well, I mean, that's a bad sign already.
You got Marvel's.
Eternals 2.
Eternals 2.
That's coming out.
Wrong.
Don't you worry.
Kang Dynasty.
Yeah, Kang Dynasty Secret Wars. You excited for Secret Wars?
Secret Wars will have
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts could be...
New Captain America, New World Order.
I mean, Harrison Ford's the president.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
That could be fun.
Blade? That's coming out.
Blade is real.
I'm shaking my head. Deadpool 3.
Okay.
Fantastic Four?
probably Guardians 3.
Whenever they release an X-Man.
I think the more and more we watch these movies, the more I'm like, X-Men, get out of there.
Yeah.
You don't want to be introduced to this.
I know.
It's dying.
I know. Every time I'm like, oh, yeah, like the dun-dun-dun, and I'm like, no, guys, you don't want this. X-Men, shush.
Maybe
X-Men, go away.
10 movies ago, the X-Men would have been cool, but now,
X-Men, go away. Now it's like so X-Men spacey don't. And floaty and CGI that mutants are going to be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I know. Who cares?
Oh, a guy has claws? Yeah, sick. This guy has guns for eyes or something.
Don't let him look at you.
You mean Cyclops? No, actual gunfire. Not lasers.
Didn't you see that guy in Ant-Man 3, Ant-Man and the Wasp 2?
Yeah. Oh, that guy who he dies and went to feel sad for, but prior to that was like, hey, I want to torture these fuckos.
He loved torture.
He loved to torture.
Yeah.
He also shot a cannon that went through like 10 guys. Like it like zigzagged.
Oh, the guy that could read minds?
Yeah, he's fine.
Bad movie.
Yeah.
Stinker alert.
Yeah.
I think it was fine, but now that I've thought about it, I'm like, the MCU's, in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, in trouble if they want to not make just fine amounts of money and critics be like,
Yeah, that's true.
They've lost critics now, which is funny to see what's going to happen here.
Yeah, look.
Shouldn't have gone woke.
Ant-Man and Quantumania, wokest movie I've ever seen, dude. might as well have called it Ant-Man of the Wasp in pronouns mania.
Yeah. While Janet, classic tricky woman, not revealing the fucking thing to the man, Alpha Sigma lifestyle would have saw Ant-Man.
If only they grinded more.
Ant-Man of the Wasp, Tridomania?
Classic trad wife caused all the problems. It's actually slander against a trad wife lifestyle.
I think you want a trad wife.
But then also.
I don't know, dude.
It's slander against having a trad wife, which is why it's woke. But
is
also.
Janet a trad wife?
But then also.
Is Hank Pym a Sigma male?
But then also, Janet has an affair on Sigma male Michael Keaton. I almost said Keaton, I meant Douglas.
Yeah.
He ate too much pussy and made him sick.
Yeah. But the actor, not the character.
Not the character.
Not the character.
The character seemed.
Doesn't
fine.
Eat pussy.
But also eating pussy, much like DJ Khaled, I disagree with.
Yeah.
And he got lost at sea on his jet ski
when he made Instagram stories.
Yeah, he was panicking. You could tell. You could tell he was panicking.
Drake gave him 4 toilets. That's a real thing that happened not that long ago. And he was very excited about it.
I get it.
Anyway.
On that note, I guess.
Ant-Man, what a film.
What a film,
He went small.
He did, but too small, I guess.
Not in any way that counts.
Yeah, now we at least know that Jackson has to have, there's a scale of small. Mm. I mean, we already knew. You want to be as small enough that a rat is the size of a boss.
Yeah. No, I just think a fight in a briefcase is more interesting than a fight in a house.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. I don't think that's controversial.
In the walls of a house.
That's fucking awesome.
Jumping off the little beams and shit that are in there.
Fuck, dude. Maybe you pull a nail out of the wall and stab Kang with it. Imagine Kang got killed with a nail. Fingernail.
Instead,
that somebody had clipped off earlier. And that
got his fucking head off.
Ant-Man wields it like a, what I call it from Star Trek, the bat left or something. Fuck, dude. I gotta write this down.
It's still funny.
Instead, he got. Kang got sucked off into the sphere, and
now he's going to be in another dimension.
No, they said he's dead.
But he's not.
He kind of died the same way that MODOK died.
Yeah,
like the first time.
Oh, that's true.
So when Darren died,
he's gone to an even tinier verse.
Whoa.
Although, if there's a reveal that this Kang is not like, I don't care. You've got so many Kangs.
Yeah,
you should kill.
What's scary about Kang is. Nothing.
Well,
anymore.
They killed 2 Kangs. Well, every time we've seen a Kang now, he's died, so I'm not that scared of Kang.
Yeah, that's true. That's
The big Kang. Oh, now you're dead. You got eaten by ants.
Yeah, you got eaten by ants or killed by Loki's.
You got killed by
Loki.
Sylvie. She
stabbed
you with a knife.
Yeah.
If a knife can kill you, I'm not scared. A knife could. I could survive a knife.
Yeah. To where?
Not the heart.
The neck.
Yeah, the neck. You can slit my throat, I'd be fine. I'd walk it off.
If you stab your neck in the right way, I think you'd be okay.
Yeah. Neck is somewhere I'd probably want to
miss
avoid.
The tubes.
If yeah. I'm picking one place to get stabbed, knowing that I want to survive.
What about if it's by a master stab man?
Again, am I getting the choice? You picture me two scenarios.
A master stab man is like, I'm going to stab you. I'm so good. You can't move.
You can't move, and my knife is going to go through every possible tube in your neck and come out the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
I will sever nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to hit the bad muscles.
Yeah. You're going to almost feel nothing and be like, oh, is that a sting? Yeah. I am a master stab man.
One of my choices, the master stab man stabs me through the neck and is claiming he's going to miss everything in my neck.
Yes.
Or I get stabbed by a random guy in the body.
But it's a crapshoot. You don't know where he's going to hit you.
And I'm deciding which one I'm going to survive.
Yeah. He's flailing.
It's random chance.
Yeah.
I'm going the second one. Don't stab my neck.
I'm going the stab man.
He's a master stab man.
Hey, what if he lied?
Oh, no.
What if something goes wrong?
Well, I would hope that my family would take him to court.
That master stab man lied to my boy.
Yeah, he lied
to my
face.
He cut my boy's head off.
Yeah.
We had a deal.
Yeah.
He made a deal.
You better not hit any man's word is their bond.
He made some promises, okay?
Kang lied, can't believe it.
Anyway, that's assurances.
Ant-Man's good, MCU's woke now.
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I just realized this. Anyway, yeah, I've been Joel. Ant-Man's not that good.
Yeah.
And this has been another Based Reaction, and we've been the BR boys. And boys, speaking of Based Reactions, a real quick live one, because I've just received a message. This is not a joke.
Okay.
In the middle of this episode, I claim that Titanic is the third highest grossing film. I hope you remember. It was about 30 minutes ago. We haven't moved. Because I claim the Titanic has, with the re-release, the movie where the boat dies.
Yep.
They kill the boat.
They kill that
movie.
Fucking boat, dude.
Rest in peace.
They get that boat.
It's cool that they killed
the
boat.
It's awesome.
I had passed Avatar The Way of Water to become the third highest grossing film of all time. With the box office totals that have just hit us, Avatar The Way of Water is now officially the third highest grossing film of all time.
Yes! 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 I love that James Cameron's fighting with James Cameron.
So James Cameron, we'll thank James Cameron for the money in the movies or whatever. Yeah, so that's exciting.
So currently it's what, Avatar? Some crap movie we don't care
about. Yeah, a movie that who
Avatar
cares?
Again.
Yeah.
That's Titanic.
And then Titanic. Yes.
That's awesome. That's good. As it should be. Yes.
There's two movies in the top four about a boat that dies.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.